You're listening to the Overdrive Podcast, Hour 2. Brought to you in part by Alpine Credits. Own your home and need a loan? With Alpine Credits, homeowners get approved. Yeah, commuting sucks. But these guys don't.
I'm going to get it fixed. That's what I do. I'm a problem solver. Don't you think for the most part that guys, we're stupid? We do dumb things. But at the end of the day, we are problem solvers and we fix stuff.
This is Overdrive with Hayes, Noodles, and the O-Dog on TSN 1050.
All right, Ray Ferraro is coming up in about 5 minutes. We have to pry Ray away from Twitter. The Twitter trolls are after our boy because Ray had the audacity of pumping the tires of Auston Matthews.
Yeah, that's probably what it came right back to. It's just the context of how... That's the problem with Twitter. There's no context or there's no... I know you've got a little bit more letters to write on it now, but sometimes you never really get what you're trying to say out there, and then people like grab and just run with it.
Well, it's because of the McDavid connection, right? Yes. Like, Oilers fans are very proud of McDavid. They should be. The guy, he's the best player in the world.
Pittsburgh or Crosby. Like, think about Crosby in that Philadelphia rivalry. Everyone in Philadelphia hates Sidney Crosby, like with a passion.
But I don't think people in Philly are, if they're trolling,
but there's probably
they're not
an
stupid
argument.
Enough to be like, he's not a great player or he's not the best player when he was at his height.
But I'm sure there's people that are like Giroux against Crosby.
Maybe, but that is a lot more ludicrous, in my opinion, than saying Matthews is closing the gap on McDavid. As much as I like Giroux, he's had an up and down career. He's a winger. Crosby's way better than Giroux, in my opinion. I think McDavid is better than Matthews, but I don't think the gap is. I think the gap is closer between McDavid and Matthews than Crosby and Giroux.
Yeah.
You don't agree with that?
It's closer than you think. Giroux got 100 points last year.
He had a great year.
He's a really good player.
Very good player.
But you're right.
Like, I think McDavid, he's a bit inconsistent, but he had a great year last year.
But you're right. Here's the thing. I just think that Crosby doesn't get enough love for some reason. Like you said, it's the LeBron situation. Where
it's just because he's the kid. He's been doing it for a long time. Like, and you take it for granted.
But a great comparison is more like Ovi and Sid. Who's your poison? Gretzky and Lemieux.
Right.
That's more what
there
we
was
should
a lot
discussing.
Of years where Sidney Crosby was scoring goals and doing fancy things, but my guy was Taze because they were winning cups and Pittsburgh was kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And my guy was Taze. I think Taze a bunch of years finished two
in the top 50. Yeah, he was definitely right up there for sure.
And you lead a team to a cup and have great playoff. That's the thing. Like,
that's what can hurt McDavid.
It's recency bias, though, too.
But that can also hurt McDavid unfairly. But it's just a reality.
Him.
If he's on a non-playoff team for like year after year after year, eventually people are going to be like, "Well, you know, you're a great player, but I don't. How am I supposed to react? I don't know.
You don't win.
You don't win. And it's not his fault. And it's on the organization." Where Matthews has a different... He's been in the playoffs 2 years in a row.
But he hasn't done anything in the playoffs.
No, this past year he did nothing.
That's
now,
something
2 years
that
ago,
be
let's
judged.
Not
yeah,
forget, Draisaitl was better than McDavid.
You're right. So, I'm sorry. I thought Matthews against Washington was very good.
So he played really well,
so I should take that back.
But no, last year he was not
he
good
played
enough.
Well in the
Nowhere
playoffs
close to good enough. Nowhere close.
But it is recency bias. You know, we're watching Auston Matthews torch the league right now. Connor McDavid's sitting in a hotel room in Boston. And in
I'm Offenburg sure licking his chops too. He's ready to go.
You know, like it, and it's great. But you do have to.
Someone texting in asking why no one brings up Ovechkin anymore when we talk about the best player in the league.
It's a great point because people. I mean, isn't that what people value is goals?
Yes, it's the most valued asset. Now that is the one area where I think McDavid is going to score a million goals in his career. I think if they're healthy, Matthews will score more. But McDavid's going to lap him in assists and in points.
I think that's fair to say. But
I think Matthews is the better pure goal scorer.
I think Laine is going to push Matthews for goals. I think they'll be right neck and neck. Like, I think Laine is every bit as good a shooter as Matthews, personally. But that doesn't mean anything until you go out and prove it.
Mm.
You know, but you're right. It's a great debate. And I still come back to the league has some amazing good young players right now. Like, we're not even, you know, you can go on to many teams, and now it's a different level, but, like, Matthews is a, like, we don't, Mark Scheifele, where's Mark Scheifele in this conversation? Yeah, hell of a player.
He's a very good player.
Like, I don't know, I mean, Kucherov, like, there's levels to it, right?
Yes, and I do personally think McDavid has separated himself from the rest of the field. I think the battle for two again should. I think Crosby owns that right now. Like yeah. he deserves to own that.
And could a defenseman be in there? Why is Erik Karlsson went at his best not be there?
Well,
Victor Hedman.
I had Hedman at three on my list.
Or a goalie.
I had him at three.
Three?
Yes, dude. The guy won the Norris last
year.
He was
dominant.
Like put it this way, I was thinking about it the other day. Trying to compare the Lightning and the Maple Leafs and the rosters and who's going to be better, that or the other. If I'm playing a game tonight and I could pick any player on either team with the first pick, I would take Hedman because he'll play 30 minutes.
30, and you know what you're getting.
Like power play, penalty kill, a beast, controls the game from the back end. As much as I love Matthews, Tavares, Stamkos, Kucherov, there's superstars every which way.
And you see,
Hedman is a unique player.
And I'd choose a goalie. Because a goalie could steal you a game.
Well, and that's the truth, too. In reality, that's probably where you should start. But taking that position out of the conversation?
Yeah.
All right, we got a guy on the line. How are we labeling our buddy Ray?
Toronto correspondent.
Our Toronto correspondent.
Let's see.
The most hated man in Edmonton.
Let's see what his temperature is right now, and then we'll have some fun with it.
All right, here's Ray Ferraro, our TSN hockey analyst. What have you got yourself into, Ray?
One tweet, I say, gentlemen. That's all it was. And then it's a forest fire. Duffy sent me a tweet. He's like, hey, did you mean to say he was 1A? And I'm like, no, I meant to say he was 1B. Like, what do you mean? I didn't even know what I'd said. And by the time I looked back at my timeline, it was a raging forest fire.
So he kept pouring gasoline on it by fighting with the Twitter trolls.
And Ray, if there was a region... Could you define a region where you're getting the most backlash from?
Oh, come on. Seriously, are you kidding me? Are you serious?
You are Peter Pocklington of 2018.
I didn't move the team. I didn't sell it.
Well, take us through the conversation. I blame Bruce Arthur, quite frankly. It's all Bruce's fault. But you were asked about Matthews and, you know, his start, and then somehow McDavid came into the whole conversation. Take us through the timeline here.
I'm almost certain that as the interview was going on, I brought McDavid into the conversation saying that, you know, how amazing these players are. And at the very top end of the league, these players are sitting there. And I don't know why that's such a egregious statement to make. I understand the people in Edmonton are pissed because they love Connor McDavid. I love Connor McDavid too. But I can't, I'm trying to get out of a bloody cab here too, that I couldn't figure out how to get the door open. I'm back now. My mental game is back. I can't say that McDavid is way better than Austin Matthews. I can't. I think I didn't even have Austin Matthews in the top. I don't think I had him in my top seven or eight in the league when we did that thing in early September. I've never seen Matthews look like this. I think he's at a completely different level than I've ever seen him play. I know it's four games, I can count, but I've never seen him like this before. I think he's going to have a monster year. A monster year. I just, you know, McDavid's only played one game. In the game, he made Sammy Vatanen, who's a pretty good NHL defenseman, he made him look silly and go around him and set up Milan Lucic for Lucic's goal. So, I my reference point is two guys that are at a completely other level than I've seen them before. He's got 81 goals in 146 games. That's miles ahead of anything that McDavid did at that time in his career. But I would still say if I would pick McDavid one and Matthews right beside him. And that doesn't mean that it won't change during the year, but you were just answering a question if you're picking somebody today, and that's when the article is. It's not in 3 months. It's today.
Right. Well, I mean, McDavid, this is another injustice in terms of the scheduling, because he's only played once and it was on a Saturday afternoon.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah. Just, you know,
such a silly move. They haven't even played yet.
It feels like they haven't played. That was basically an exhibition.
It was an exhibition game. Yeah,
that's what it felt like. But, yeah, I mean, listen, Matthews, with the way he's playing, with the way he's performing, he's got the luxury of the market that he plays in. He gets a lot of exposure. He's on a very good team. Matt, you know, McDavid, we were talking about this prior to having you on, Ray. Even though it's completely unfair, you're a product of your surroundings at some point, too. Like, if the Oilers miss the playoffs again, that's going to hurt him, fairly or unfairly. It's just, at some point, people are going to be like, all right, well, what happened in the playoffs?
And that's got nothing to do with him.
No.
I mean, it's just the way it is. I mean, the Oilers have had, you know, like, I'm reading some of these things, and, you know, they're talking about the amount of players that Matthews has to play with, you know, with Marner and Tavares, they mentioned, and how many draft picks. Well, the Oilers had 100 draft picks. They just missed on all of them. They traded Taylor Hall for Adam Larson. That's not Connor McDavid's gig. He just goes out and does whatever he does, which is amazing stuff. So the people there are really defensive of McDavid, and I understand it. I get fandom. But sometimes I'm really surprised with how angry people get about their team. Like, 'cause I don't get it. I mean, I'm watching the Red Sox the other night, and I'm nervous because I'm a Red Sox fan. So I get it a little bit, but the venom that comes out sometimes, I'm like, holy crap, man. That's not, you know, Connor McDavid is not going to say, hey, thanks, Phil from Edmonton. Thanks for defending me. You know, like, relax. Just watch the game. Enjoy these two amazing players.
You know what happened, Ray? This is the first time in your life you experienced what it's like to be from Toronto. And that this is what it is, because I think Jason Greger, we referenced him earlier from TSN Radio in Edmonton, right. I think he basically broke it down perfectly. Yes, McDavid is better. Matthews is closing the gap. But because it's Matthews on the Toronto Maple Leafs, people in Edmonton are sensitive to that, which I can understand. I mean, I goof around about it. I troll. I'm the loudmouth from Toronto. But we, like, SportsCenter starts with the Leafs every single night. Every night. That's hockey. Guess what they're going to be talking about? They're probably going to be talking about you.
Fantastic. Oh, yeah. I'm glad they didn't call. You know what's crazy about that, though? I did think about this today, Brian, guys, is that, you know, so we're doing, when I'm doing a Leaf game, we're in the Leaf region. When I'm on this show, we're in Toronto. When TSN does SportsCenter, it's national. And so two different things get overlapped together. And so if you're from somewhere out west like I am, that never leads. That's never on top. But as far as the games and this show, it's in the Toronto market. So yes, that topic, the Leafs, are going to be first all the time.
Yeah,
that's just the way it is.
You're right. And we, I mean, we talk, because we're Toronto, we talk about it, and that's in our backyard. But the minute that 6 o'clock comes and we're on a national show, we're on TV nationally, we lead with the Leafs. And we were talking about it even earlier. The Winnipeg Jets had their own home opener the other night. They were like third on what was being talked about. Montreal has their home opener tonight. Where's that going to be in the level of coverage?
The last minute of play.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can slide.
But that's, you know, like, I say Winnipeg is the best team in the league right now, if you ask me. That's my opinion, though, and I'm allowed to. It may be wrong. But,
well, it's not far-fetched. It's not,
but it's they're at least in that conversation.
Yeah.
They get zero coverage.
Best roster in the league.
Yeah,
well,
it could be.
But Noodles, you do, I don't know if you do, but Noodles, I know you do radio all over the place.
Right.
When you go into Market X, you go into Edmonton, or you go into Winnipeg, Ottawa, you talk about that team first.
Yeah.
You know, like, I never talk about Toronto when I'm in Edmonton most times, or in Vancouver. I talk about the Canucks or the Oilers. That's the market.
Yep.
And that's the way it works. So I guess I got a little dose of it today, but I still stand with what I said, and that, like, these are two, this is Ovi and Crosby when they started, and it seemed like you liked one, and that must mean you hate the other. which of course isn't the case. But you're asked to pick one or the other, or you make an opinion on one or the other, and that's the way it goes. I think Matthews is a stud. I'm telling you, for my money, I've not seen him look like this, play like this ever before. And I know it's only 148 games or whatever it is, but I've never seen him look, skate, move around the ice, shoot the puck like this. None of that stuff. I've never seen that from him like this. And so that's the basis of what the article was about, I believe.
Yeah. Well, and Bruce, you know, it's on the website, and I'm sure people read it in the Star. But you know, it's interesting you mentioned Crosby and Ovi, because when they came into the league, they both lit the league on fire. I don't know how many people remember this, but Ovechkin won the Calder. It wasn't Sid. They both had over 100 points, but Ovi got the Calder. That was more of an accepted debate, even though I think the majority of people sided with Sid. But I don't get the sense like this is an acceptable debate, you know. And I think that's because of McDavid. Like, I do think McDavid, you win back-to-back Art Ross's, back-to-back Ted Lindsay's.
Right.
That's, like, for me, he's the undisputed number one player.
Yeah, like, it's not, like, this isn't, they're both not coming in at the same time and just finding their way. McDavid's found his way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Matthews is finding his way to the top.
I don't know how anybody can really argue that. He's like, you know, like, don't forget, Connor's first year, he missed, I think, 38 games with a fractured collarbone.
Yeah.
And, you know, so the first year was kind of a write-off, unfortunately, for him. And so the, you know, Matthews plays all 82 games the first year. I got people saying, oh, tell him to call back when he plays a full season. He already did play a full season. He missed 20 games last year. He was over a point a game, Matthews was. He's already arrived. The guy's a stud. He's a star. McDavid's got two Art Rosses in his pocket already. It is amazing to watch him play. And this debate will go on for a long time, and maybe Connor will separate himself and become undisputably the best player of this generation by a mile. But maybe he won't. Because I think we've got to remember here that there's a competitiveness to these guys at the very top. Like, Ovechkin doesn't want to be thought of as number two to Crosby. Even though it really doesn't matter, he doesn't want to be thought of that. He wants to be thought of number one. And I would suspect that's what these guys want, too. They want to be thought of as the best player.
Of the players 25 and under throughout the rest of the league, who's got the best shot, in your opinion, of fighting it out with McDavid and Matthews?
Oh, boy. See, I don't think Nate McKinnon's there in that group, but I think he's a stud. Like, I just, I don't know. I got him a level below. I've got Eichel a level below. To be in that level, I mean, I don't. Maybe Rasmus Dahlin, but he hasn't even started yet.
Yeah, there's really nobody, to be honest with you. I like Scheifele, but I don't. Yeah. I don't know if he's up there.
Scheifele's more like Eichel in that neighborhood to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I think Eichel's going to have a great year.
He's a great player. He really is.
So I don't. But these guys, they're just a separate. They're like a separate entity, and it's kind of cool. It's going to be, I think it's going to be these two that are always talked about together.
I'll throw one in there just for fun. Vasilevsky.
As a goalie.
Yeah, because as a goalie, you mature a little bit. Now, he just turned 24,
mm-hmm.
but like, you mature a little bit later as a goaltender. I think he's arrived at, I mean, he was as a Vezina finalist, but I think he is a stud goaltender that you're going to see for the next, you know, 12 to 15 years.
But can he be in the conversation at the very top? I think that would be more like the next level down. Like, I mean, for my money, I think the guy's an awesome goalie.
It's just that goalies don't get looked at like players.
Right.
That's the difference. That's the way I would see it.
Because the players are normal and you guys aren't.
Yes.
Pretty simple, Noodles. I'm trying to, like, Laine, if Laine ever touches 60, right? Like, if he has a magical...
Different story, right.
Right? You know, like, that's kind of what he's got. If he becomes, it's like, wow, look at this dude. He's a lock for the Rocket every year, then you've got to include him based on the importance of that.
You know what we need to do? This is a great conversation today. Let's have this conversation a month from now. because maybe one or two of these players would have separated, or somebody else comes on the radar that you're like, whoa, yeah. Didn't see. Like, that's why I think this is a moving target, and Ray made a great point. I think, Brian, you brought it up too. Like, Ovi and Sid were debated for many years. A lot of other players get into those conversations where it's Jonathan Toews and Cups, and it's, you know, it's Kopitar, it's Patrick Kane up for the Hart, Carey Price wins the Hart while these guys are still in the league. You know, how many times when Lemieux and Gretzky were in the league, it was Hasek who won. You know, so, like, that's nope. There's going to be other guys come into the conversation, but it'll be neat to see as this season progresses. Who's going to be there? Who's going to separate? And right now, Matthews has had an amazing start. McDavid's been collecting dust. Mm-hmm. And
well,
and
then Kucherov's played Kucherov, one game.
Yeah, like it's a moving, like, this would be a great debate.
Okay, now, I'm not going to predict anything, but Tampa hasn't played in forever. They play Vancouver tonight. Anders Nielsen's in goal for Vancouver. He hasn't won since I don't think he's won in 2018. He didn't win a game in the second half of the year last year. Kucherov may be on the board tonight.
Yeah, I've got him locked in. I'm betting the overs, man. In like last night, again, over the number in the Washington-Vegas game, over the number in the Ottawa game.
Yeah.
Brady Tkachuk made an impact last night.
A couple goals, but Voracek had 5 points last night. He's got 8 points in four games.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, nobody cares about that.
Okay, I will say this as I get ready to scoot here. Anybody projecting players' point totals at this time needs a boot in the ass. Like, he's going to score 177 goals, or he's on pace for 323 points. Like, stop it.
Hey, UNCC said the other night that Matthews is going to get 87 goals this year.
Well, Lucic is on pace for 82 right now. So there you go.
Yeah, Morgan
I'm
Riley's going
to take the under on those ones.
Yeah, there you go.
Actually, you know what? Someone just sent in a text, and it's a great point, and it speaks to the market. Barkov is a kid that he could talk his way into a conversation.
Well, it'd be nice if he played more north, like north of the border. And even Pronger said that on this show.
Mm-hmm.
He said he thinks he's a top five player. He just doesn't get the love.
Yeah.
I mean, Pasternak?
I will never forget in Florida when the glass broke behind the net and they put a piece of plywood up there and just moved all the fans from that section to another section because they had room.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, things
we'll shift you into better seats.
A veteran move.
It is.
It really, we'll put you on the bench if we have
to. They're sawing a piece of plywood in the back to fit in the gap.
And you just know that Grit Grinder that came out was definitely not happy, and he wasn't in a hurry.
No.
There's no chance. I
forgot about that.
There's no chance. All right, Ray. Well, tomorrow, say that Morgan Riley is going to be better than Bobby Orr. Give us some material for tomorrow's show.
Okay, I'll work on it. I'm going to say tonight, I think I'm going to do my open and say that Austin Matthews is going to score 104 goals this year.
Okay.
He's going to break 93. He'll break Gretz's record.
All right, perfect. How about 50 and 38?
He's on pace for it, you know.
50 and 38.
Yeah. Oh, that's it. That would be easier to do.
Yeah,
I'm on
new
it.
Movie starring Ray Ferraro, Sleepless in Edmonton.
Good luck.
I don't have to go there till March. Maybe they'll forget.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. They generally do let that kind of stuff go.
Yeah, no chance.
All right, man. Good luck
later
tonight.
On, boys. Have a good day.
There's Ray Ferraro, our TSN hockey analyst.
I think O won back Winnipeg though at some point, didn't you? What did you say about Winnipeg? And then
I said it was really cold there. They got some good young players, signed them, and it was during. I was doing a game.
It was like innocent, though. It was pretty. I thought it was a pretty.
Well, I was doing a game, and Rod Smith was hosting.
Roddy
was hosting, and there was something going on. What the hell was it called? It was a.
El Nino?
No, it was where Winnipeg was colder than Mars.
Oh, yeah, it was minus 40 or something with the wind chill.
What the hell was it called?
I remember it.
Like an Arctic frost or some ridiculous thing.
No, it's got a worse name than that. Polar Vortex, it was called.
That's exactly what it was.
I said to Roddy, I go, check out Polar Vortex. That's how cold it is in Winnipeg. You might want to sign your young stars. And I got a call the next morning from the big boss saying, what did you say about Winnipeg? And I said nothing. I just said it's cold.
Yeah.
Is that like...
That's a fact. If you live in Winnipeg...
It's a fact.
You know that.
I grew up in Edmonton, and I say that all the time. Like, I'm I defend bigger contracts there a little bit because I've said that. Edmonton and Winnipeg, you have to add cold weather tax into it.
My brother, till this day, can never figure out why every UFA does not sign with the Florida Panthers. He doesn't, like, how do you not want to live down in my, like,
it's a good Fort Lauderdale? But
he played there.
I played there. Ray just pointed to one thing, you know. The fan base is very loyal, but it's smaller, and there's a lot of there's a lot of transient fans that come. Like I remember playing against the Montreal Canadiens, the Toronto Maple Leafs, original six teams, buildings packed, but it's a lot of people that come from Montreal. Yeah,
you get
to
Ottawa
Florida,
on a Tuesday night.
That would be frustrating, man.
But like actually, you played in Carolina. Ottawa got big crowds because a lot of people from Ottawa go down and live in Florida. It's Arizona on a Tuesday night. That's where it's not a big a draw. But you build it, like, remember the Rats? Was it 96?
Yeah.
Those they were.
Well, they kind of pulled to Vegas. That was only like their second or third year in the league
year
or something.
Year
two. In reality, man, if you're playing in the NHL,
it's not a bad city.
Complaining about it is just a joke.
It's not a bad city at all.
It's pretty cold in Minnesota. Jimmy Butler wants to go to Miami. He wants out of Minnesota, and he wants to go to Miami.
He wants the Ryan O'Neal.
I would do anything to get Jimmy Butler away. Like, well, I can't take that.
Trade him to Memphis.
That's the move.
I'd pull a Bill Belichick and trade him to the Memphis.
Send him to Cleveland. Cleveland's going to be brutal. Yeah. No LeBron.
Go ahead.
Go ride shotgun LeBron with Kevin Love. Go check out what Tristan Thompson and the Kardashians are up to.
Yeah.
Thompson will be out of there soon, too. Without LeBron, the Kardashians, they're not going to put up with that. There's no way.
Did she take him back after that nonsense?
I believe so, yeah. You see, Kanye West was at the White House today.
Say a little swearing in the Oval Office.
10-minute meeting, wasn't it?
Well, someone caught a video of him, like, opening up his phone, right? Like, the security password?
Yeah.
Any idea of what it was?
11111?
0000000.
Yeah, so...
Kanye West. You would think that would be a phone where you might be like, just in case... Think about the Kardashian routine he's probably got on that phone.
Yeah, that would be... The thing is, I don't even know about technology. Like, hackers and stuff, they can get into that no matter what.
I guess. And in reality, if you're looking for Kim Kardashian pics of her naked, you don't need Kanye's phone.
No. Nope.
Everywhere.
Google.
Antonio Daniels would join us, longtime NBAer on What's Up in Minnesota. His take on Kawhi being vocal. The Raptors looked good last night. They wrap up their preseason tonight. LeBron and Lonzo Ball. What's up in L.A.? We'll get to that next. A lot of Drake being played this afternoon. Mullen is a Drake guy. I didn't know he was a Drake fan. Care to explain yourself there, Mullins, or what?
Yeah, I've been a Drake fan for a while.
Well, what do you think of Drake?
I don't listen to just metal, contrary to what you guys think.
What do you think of Drake when he had McGregor's like jock right on his face at the...
bag sniffer.
Like that? Is that... Like, fire you up, or like...
No, not at all.
You're just a bag sniffer.
Right? I just like music. Thanks.
Well, Drake is a superstar. He didn't need to do that.
Yeah. I like a lot of Drake stuff, too. I thought Mullen was exclusively, like, grunge, metal.
He's got a little... Yeah, I guess
He's kind of like Bieber and Drake. Who's ever popular...
Jumps on the bandwagon.
Bag sniffer.
All right, so here is longtime NBAer, champ down in San Antonio... NBA analyst and host on SiriusXM, back on Overdrive on the Maple Toyota Hotline. Here is Antonio Daniels. How you doing, Antonio?
I'm good, fellas. How are you guys?
Trying to get a read on Jimmy Butler and the scene in Minnesota. We talked a lot about it yesterday. So,
like, Jesus.
Like, what fascinates you more about this? The fact that Butler rolls in, starts, popping off and yelling at people and calling people out, or the fact that, by all accounts, his teammates didn't do anything. They just let him go on with these antics.
What fascinated me most is the fact that they canceled practice today.
Right.
They canceled practice. You know, when you're a young team at this time of the year, when the preseason is incredibly important and you're trying to develop some sort of chemistry and camaraderie, you canceled practice. So basically, Jimmy Butler came in yesterday, shut down practice by cursing out and saying what he wanted to say, and then having what seemed to be a premeditated interview with Rachel Nichols.
Yeah, no kidding.
After practice, and then you cancel practice? For what? I don't grasp the concept. You allow one guy to completely shut down the growth of your team moving forward when he may not even be a part of your team next week.
But then he comes out today and says, hang on a sec, guys, I want to play with you. I'm going to make this work. I mean, don't you need to get this guy out of the locker room? I mean, they must just hate his guts.
Well, I know for me, I've always felt like when a big-time player asked to be traded, or a big-time personality asked to be traded, you got to get him out. So when Kyrie Irving asked to be traded, as good as he is, you got to get him out. When Kawhi Leonard asked to be traded, as good as he is, you got to get him out. Mm-hmm. And Jimmy Butler told them this summer, you know what? I want to be traded. And Thibs is trying to work out something that just may not be there. Sometimes you just have to listen to the player and give him what he asked for, because then it becomes detrimental to all that are involved. You know, if you look at what happened, this could really hurt Karl Anthony Towns and Wiggins and these guys moving forward. You don't want that pessimism in your locker room right now. You move on, he moves on, and you worry about next year.
In your opinion, why wasn't a move made? Is it just one of those situations where maybe he's better than he thinks? He's a talented enough guy where you would think teams around the league would be jumping all over this talent.
Well, from the way it seems like Thibs is asking for a lot. Because he doesn't really want, seems like he doesn't really want to get rid of Jimmy Butler. He wants to try and work this whole thing out. And from that part, I can see Jimmy Butler's piece. Like, Jimmy Butler said some things yesterday that were, he was right though. Some things he said yesterday, he may have went about it the wrong way, but some of the things he said were correct. If you talk to any NBA basketball player and you ask them, have they ever played with somebody that winning was secondary, that they thought winning was secondary, or they thought wouldn't play hard, or that they thought if they didn't get the ball three or four or five times down the floor, that they would get upset. And there's a lot of guys that agree with what Jimmy Butler said yesterday. He may have gone about it the wrong way. The message was right, but the delivery was all wrong.
With longtime NBAer Antonio Daniels, so when you consider what's going on here with Kawhi, you mentioned him just a moment ago, and he's looked really good. He hasn't played a ton in the preseason, but by all accounts, I mean, every report we're getting is this guy, he looks comfortable, he sounds comfortable. You were in San Antonio. You know the way that whole operation works. When Kawhi got there, Duncan was still there. Parker was there throughout his career. Mm-hmm. Manu was there. Pop is who he is. Kawhi was labeled as this guy who was just quiet and introvert, who didn't want to be bothered with anything and went about his business. But now he's out of that bubble in San Antonio and he's in Toronto, and regardless of whether or not he wants to be here long term, sounds like he's coming out of his shell a little bit. Does that surprise you at all?
Well, I mean, guys are who they are, and San Antonio's home for me. So, like, I live in San Antonio, so I watch this whole Kawhi Leonard thing kind of play itself out. And the thing with athletes is this. When it works for fans, they love it. But when it doesn't work, then they want you to change and be something that you're not. So when Kawhi Leonard first got to San Antonio, Spurs fans embraced his silence. All you heard was he is such a Spurs guy. He is not worried about the limelight. He's not worried about talking to the media. None of that stuff. He's just going out and he's handling this business like Spurs guys do. But then, when everything went down, then they expected him to step out of his shell and start talking. Well, that's not who you are. And if that's not who you are, that's not who you are. And I don't expect anything different from Kawhi Leonard. You know, if you're a quiet guy, you're a quiet guy. If you're an introvert, you're an introvert. But the fact of the matter is, when you're one of the top five guys on this planet, you cannot avoid speaking to the media. They're going to talk to you. So you might not be the face of the San Antonio Spurs franchise, but when the game is over in Toronto, Kawhi Leonard, you're the first guy they're going to come to, because now you will slowly and surely become the face of that franchise as well. So he can be quiet. He can be an introvert. He can be whoever he needs to be. He just needs to stick to being that guy and continue to be productive on the floor.
Well, that personality comes with a perception that maybe you don't want to be the man, quote unquote. Is that a narrative, though, that is off base? I mean, do you get the impression like Kawhi, he wants to own a team?
Base. No, I think that's way off base. I mean, you know, because the thing is, I don't know what the man would mean. You know, you say like, the perception comes with basically saying, I don't want to be the man. But what does the man mean? The man means, you know what, I go out there and I do what I'm supposed to do on the floor. You know, when you are talking about being the face of a franchise, there's a lot that comes to that. You know, years ago, when I did radio in San Antonio, I remember questioning if Kawhi Leonard was torch worthy in San Antonio. Now, when I say torch worthy, I'm not referring to his production, because we all know what he can do. You know, as far as he can score, he can dribble, he can shoot, he can pass, and he's one hell of a defender. We all know that. But when I say torch worthy, I mean everything else that comes along with shouldering a franchise. There's a lot that comes along with that. And just because you are a max player doesn't mean that you want to be the face of a franchise. You can go out and still do what you want to do, be a max player, be very good at your job, but not be the man, so to speak, not be the face of a franchise.
We always appreciate you taking time for us. We'll do it again once the season gets tipped off in about a week. Thank you for this, Antonio.
For sure. Thanks for having me.
There's Antonio Daniels, former NBA guard, NBA champ, SiriusXM NBA radio host, joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline.
Have we ever had him before?
Yeah, we've had him.
I want him again. I like that guy.
High energy.
Yeah.
Awesome.
High.
Yes.
Energy.
Al, there's a layup for you. Keep it coming with that guy.
Let's lock in Antonio.
Hashtag update. We'll update.
Yes. Find great deals on the Toyota RAV4 during Maple Toyota's 2018 clear out. Finance and lease rates from 0%. MapleToyota.com. Shout out to Al.
Good job, Al.
Great work, Al.
And Mulls.
And Mulls Bag for sniffer. Being a Drake fan.
That's the guy who listens to T-Swizzle.
Yeah, you do listen to Taylor Swift.
You have terrible taste in music, so don't even come at me.
He's there. Mull's standing up for himself. Attaboy. Behind
Mull's
his
isn't
glass.
Carl.
Surprised
Anthony
you don't
Towns
have
a,
like an Irish flag around your neck, like your bag sniffer buddy.
I'm as Irish as you are.
Yeah, he is Irish though, isn't he?
Whatever.
He should have a Russian flag now because Habib won.
I'm sure he's an Habib fan.
Well, you see, Habib now is threatening to quit the UFC if the
anyway.
UFC
You never trust a guy that likes wrestling. Every time I see something goofy on wrestling, I think of Mulls, Scotty Mack, and Steve Argentaru. I'm like, these are grown-ass men that actually like this stuff?
Steve is a behind-the-scenes guy here.
Dude, I don't care what they are, but they
I'm
watch
just letting
it.
Letting people
and they,
know. Like, yeah, exactly.
But they look at it and they're
Brian
like,
Williams.
Oh, wow. You know, a guy just came out of the...
Dude, they know it's not real, though. It's
as
a form
grown
of entertainment.
Man, when you're a kid, I used to have the Hulk Hogan dolls and the Macho Man, but as a grown man, what is wrong with you?
Dude, I don't watch wrestling now because I'm into other stuff. I just don't. But I'm not... It's no different or more or less ridiculous than... I watch Big Brother.
Yeah, you guys watch
you're
those
into
reality
Big Brother.
Shows.
Big Brother's ridiculous.
But that...
You can throw stones.
Something
everyone,
totally different. I watched a cage match. I was just flipping through, and I was like, this is so crazy. I can't believe that my grown-ass men friends watch this.
And that's what I say about you guys watching Big Brother and talking about it in breaks. And then
really
you guys say about me.
I didn't watch it this year. I'm sorry, dude. I don't know who won. I don't know one person on it.
Casey, shout out. She probably deserved to win.
But see, like, I judge you on the Big Brothers. You'll judge me on, like...
Who... And you guys are chirping me.
Yeah, exactly. And then you guys will chirp
beating
me on being a grown-ass man going to a movie by himself and during the day.
Well, that's
whatever.
Just weird, though.
Yeah, watching Big Brother is not?
That's crossing the limit into restraining order type of... Actually, you know what? True story. I went to a movie by myself this summer.
Yeah?
Never told my wife about it. For no rhyme or reason. I just
like it wasn't.
I had a week off and I had a day off and I'm like, you know what?
I'm just a flick.
I went to see the new Jurassic Park. I actually really enjoyed the whole experience.
Really? What a loser.
Did you
move.
See it like in the IMAX?
Oh, totally. I had the individual
the
chair
shaking
I had my
scene.
Feet up.
To watch the new Jurassic Park.
Yeah. What's wrong with Jurassic Park? That's a institution, dude.
I would go to Appeal and spend a couple hours and have lunch, then do that.
Why would you do that?
Well, but
how would you walk out of there feeling better about yourself than watching Jurassic Park?
Because Jurassic Park is for losers. I would rather Appeal in a sandwich and a beer and like a normal man's lunch.
Fool me once.
Exactly.
Shame on you.
Wait for you outside.
If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
That's why you get yourself in trouble.
For what?
George Bush.
Every guy deserves Appeal lunch.
No. They don't.
No. Yeah, they do.
Do you know what those guys are called?
NHL players.
No.
Yes.
They're not.
No, it's Fortnite.
Couple beers, some SportsCenter, peelers, and that's a day.
Yeah, at night, it's a different story.
Lunch is the move.
All right, moving on. Pierre LeBrun and Bob McKenzie in studio at 6:20. We've seen Pierre behind the scenes.
We haven't talked to him about the chair incident.
We haven't had him in studio.
We'll have to get him a whoopee cushion.
We had him once.
Did we have him in?
No, I don't
think
so.
We got the chair sound?
Accumulated. So we're going to break down the tape, I think. Although McKenzie's in here. Bob will be like, leave me alone.
Talked to Pierre. I don't think he wants to hear that.
Yeah, okay. We're done with that, then. That's fine. All right, Pierre and Bob coming up in the 6:20 hour. Or 6 p.m. hour at 6:20. Who cares?
Whatever.
It's all good.
Mail it in Thursday.
Overdrive continues on the TSN app. It's a Maple Leaf game night tonight. Leafs wings. You can hear the game right here on TSN 1050. Watch it on TSN 4. Raptors are in New Orleans. We talked a lot about that yesterday, how strange their preseason has been. Vancouver to Utah to Toronto to Montreal to New Orleans.
Yeah.
Like, it just makes no sense.
It doesn't. But we were complaining about schedule makers in many leagues, not just like the NHL schedule maker. Like, the league has literally seen Connor McDavid play once on a Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Like, you know, it's nice like seeing Austin Matthews in prime time. If you want to watch those games, but like you got to see all the stars. The same thing like NBA. I don't know why they would have it just in multiple cities. Like,
it's the preseason.
I get it, but like,
just stay within your own kind of routine.
Circle.
Yeah, play in Detroit, play in Cleveland.
I kind of want to hear about Kawhi like settling into Toronto a little bit.
Yeah,
like him, like, you know, not being out, but just
he
being
hasn't even
visible.
Played. He hasn't played at the Scotiabank.
That's
Arena,
what I mean. Like,
which is really strange that. Because the one game they played there, they played the Australian team. He didn't play.
No.
So the first time he's playing is opening night. Yeah. Like, and they practice at the BioSteel. Yeah. Like, he's been in the arena, and he would have been there as a Spur, and he's been here as a Raptor. But like, how familiar is he with?
That's,
I don't know.
And the routine, the game day routine, that type of stuff. Like, to me, I want to. You know, I want to hear him, and I know we're going to talk about it so much, of him, whether he's going to be in Toronto, not going to be in Toronto and that, but I just kind of want him to have a comfort level about Toronto when he's not even here.
Yeah, you're right, though. I mean, you know how athletes are. They're creatures of habit. Mm-hmm. They want to know their routine.
Grocery store? What's his meal? Like, where's going to be his favorite spot to eat? Yeah, it's different when you come into Toronto. And
you got one night.
You go to the Ritz. You're staying at the Ritz-Carlton. You go down to wherever.
Somewhere in Yorkville or something.
Barbarian Steakhouse or Jacob's Steakhouse or something. But I'm talking like find your little watering hole. Find your favorite Italian restaurant.
Yeah.
Like that type of stuff.
No, true, man. I'm sure he'll find it eventually.
He will, but it's going to take
a lot longer than it would have if they were in town a lot more.
Yeah.
All right. Pierre and Bob McKenzie in studio in the next hour. We'll keep teeing up Leafs wings tonight. Get into some of this UFC news, some news on what's going on with Phil versus Tiger over U.S. Thanksgiving. We'll get to that as well. Final hour up next. Overdrive continues on the TSN app.
You're listening to the Overdrive Podcast, Hour 2. Brought to you in part by Alpine Credits. Own your home and need a loan? With Alpine Credits, homeowners get approved.